Christine Papillon, welcome.
Hello, Julia. Thank you so much for having me here.
Now, you are about to introduce a brand new children's book and musical experience to the world this weekend by way of Crumpet the Trumpet. What's the storyline?
The story is about a baby trumpet called Crumpet, and his mother has trouble getting him to go to sleep, and she asks her well-meaning musical instrument friends to come and play something for him to get him to go to sleep, and they try and fail for various reasons until a very special instrument comes and finally succeeds at the end.
Now, you're drawing on two powerful M words in your life with this. That's mom and music. So I'm curious, which one most drove you to create the story?
Oh, I would say both. Music is a very, very big part of my life. And of course, being a mom is the most amazing experience. So I would say both inspired this book.
How does this audio book concept help you to merge children with musical experience?
Well, I think this book is a very gentle way to introduce beautiful music to very young children, and also introducing them to the instruments and how they sound and their character. I think a very humorous story and a very sweet story.
This process has been a one-woman show from its conception to the financing and everything in between, because you wrote it and illustrated it, recorded it. Among all of those things, do you have a favorite part?
I would say I really was excited recording this project with my friends and colleagues in the Fort Wayne Philharmonic, and then seeing it all come together. That was the most special moment for me, having that soundtrack come together.
Did it write as easily as it was created in your head?
The writing part took some time to get just the right words. But I think for me, the easiest part was painting the pictures and picking out which music would be perfect for the scene.
So coordinating it all.
Yes.
Right. And what
a
project.
That was a lot of fun.
What a project, yes.
Thank you.
Do you have a favorite scene or passage in the story that really delights or charms you every time you hear it?
Yes. The one where the mother trumpet is teaching Crumpet how to sing, and she's singing some notes, and then he copies her. And it's this perfect piece by Vivaldi, Double Trumpet Concerto. Actually, when I heard that piece, that inspired me a lot to write this book as well. Because it sounds like a mother teaching a baby how to sing. So that's one of my favorite moments.
Of course, it's handy to have a resource like the Fort Wayne Philharmonic at your disposal. What part have they played in all of this?
Well, I asked each musician individually if they were available to come in and record the music that I needed for the soundtrack, and asked 34 musicians, and they all played beautifully, and I think that's what makes this project very special too. I don't know of any other book out there that showcases a philharmonic or their local symphony like this, and has a soundtrack made by them, have them be characters in a children's book, and having music director Andrew Constantine graciously agreeing to narrate this book. His voice was absolutely perfect.
Now that Crumpet the Trumpet and his family are alive and well and introduced to the world, what's next for you, Christine?
Well, I'm hoping to bring Crumpet the Trumpet live performance in elementary schools, and to make a live show with other symphony orchestras, and having future books of other musical instrument characters, like the Violin Sisters is in the queue, and a funny story about a bass and the other instruments. And also, I'm planning on having a book about Crumpet growing up and having his first orchestra concert, and he will kind of be a staple ambassador to music for kids. That's what my hope is.
Christine Papillon is a Fort Wayne Philharmonic violinist and author of the new audiobook, Crumpet the Trumpet. She joined us today in the Madge Rothschild Studios. Christine, thank you so much for sharing your busy pre-concert time with us, and congratulations to you and your friend Crumpet.
Thank you so much, Julia, and thank you so much for having me. Thank you.